I'm Alecta the Aspie, and today I'm going to be reviewing the books Freaks, Geeks, and Asperger's Syndrome, A User Guide to Adolescence by Luke Jackson. This was the first book I was ever given when I was diagnosed with AS in 6th grade. My parents probably were recommended by a therapist and thought it would be a good idea for me to learn about my disorder and what it meant to me from the perspective of another kid. It's written by a 13-year-old boy with Asperger's Syndrome in the United Kingdom, and it's unique in that it's written for kids with AS and not for parents or teachers. So the language is very accessible. It's not written in a high educational style, and it's not written with tons of fancy words that aren't explained. What I really like about this book is that it's funny and it's optimistic. It's not pretentious, it's not overdone, it's written at a level that it's easy to understand, and it's easy for people even without the disorder to get. One particular quote I like in this book, when he's explaining what specialist subjects and obsessions are, and how people with AS cope with them, is in Chapter 4, Fascinations and Fixations. He says, "I can only speak for myself when I say that if one subject is on my mind or I'm fascinated by something, then literally everything else is insignificant. I suppose this can be seen as selfishness, and I do try to think of others. Sometimes it is very hard. If I'm focused on fascination, whether it's dinosaurs, when I was little, I hasten to add, Pokemon, or a particular PlayStation game, computers, this has been an everlasting obsession for me, or anything else, I feel an overwhelming excitement in me that I cannot just describe. I just have to talk about it, and the irritation at being stopped when I can easily develop into a raging fury." The info in the book ranges wildly. It goes from school to sensory issues to sleep to just about anything else that could be important to a kid with AS or their parents. While parents can read the book, they might find it a bit tedious. It's like listening to your kid with AS. There is a section on the gluten-free, casein-free diet, and the author did write another book about that. And he doesn't include very much information on medication or therapy because he and his family manages their autism and Asperger's syndrome and ADHD, all of which are in his family, through their diet. I like this book because there's a lot of pictures. All the pictures are drawings by his sisters. There's a couple photographs of his family members. It's easy to read, it's informative, it's really well written, and I recommend that anyone, adult, child, parent, teacher, anyone, read this book to discover what it's really like in the mind of an Aspie.